sharing a pot of tea with Paddy O'Keefe here at the Brighton Fringe's first day on Fringe City on New Road on a sunny day, but there are sunnier climes than Brighton. And Paddy, last time we spoke, you were taking Bernard Shaw to India.
That's true. We took it to Delhi after a run in the Fringe last year, and then a show at the Marlborough Theatre. We took it for a few shows in Delhi and a nearby city whose name escapes me at the moment. Yeah. Hotter climbs, yes, indeed.
But and there's a real taste for, you know, English literary figures still in those kind of, I'm going to say, post-empire countries, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, particularly among the educated classes, they love Shakespeare, they love Shaw, and one of the reasons that Shaw scores highly is, of course, because of his anti-imperialism. He was Irish, and he was a great friend of Mahatma Gandhi. So that's always good for an introduction to an Indian audience. So I always say that. I bring that in some part early in the program. Because he said, he described Mahatma Gandhi. He says, he's Mahatma Major, I'm Mahatma Minor. Which is probably the only time Shaw ever took second billing to anybody.
I know I've asked you this before, but how have you selected from all of that vast material enough to fit into an hour or so?
Well, it's about an hour and a half, the actual show, and then there's a question and answer session afterwards. But it's not a question really of doing bits from his plays, although I've taken some of the themes of his plays and we mention his works. But it's fundamentally about the man himself, the public man. There's plenty of politics in it, plenty of humour and wit in it. And it's the thing wrote itself. When I had my first meeting with my director, I told him some of the ideas I had, and he said, well, Paddy, we've got four or five plays there. Which one would you like to do? So we've not focused, as I would say, on the plays particularly, more on his life and his politics and his humour and also his relationships. I mean, he had an extraordinary childhood, peculiar parenting, and fascinating relationships with women all through his life.
And how's the show changed since you were here last time?
Well, I think it's changing all the time. I think people who might have seen the previews would barely recognise it because we've adapted it. We've put more politics into it because we were getting a strong response for that. So it talks quite a bit about poverty and inequality, the capitalist system, socialism, a bit of Marxism thrown in. I suppose that's the way in which it's changed most. Also, there's more audience engagement. Now, I don't embarrass anybody there, but I do a bit more audience engagement. And it's going to work very well in the Red Rooster because they've got that ambiance, like it's a cabaret. We're going to be cabaret seating at tables, etc. So it'll lend itself to that ambiance.
Yeah. And not all figures from our literary past, you know, are invoked now to, you know, throw light on our political situation now, but Bernard Shaw's one of them, isn't he?
He is indeed, and particularly with the centenary of the outbreak of war. I mean, he published his pamphlet, a significant pamphlet, entitled Common Sense About the War, which made him notorious. I mean, he was classed as a traitor. They were calling for him to be shot, executed. He was right about that. And I think that's one of the reasons that he's coming back into vogue. There's more of a spotlight on him and his career. And also his thoughts about politics. Do you know, he recommended the invigilation of doctors before the National Health Service was even founded. This was in 1880. They have just decided that that's exactly what needed to be done now in 1915, 14.
And we're sitting here on Brighton's Royal Mile, and there's a lot of young people out and about here. What's going to make a 19 or 20-year-old who's down here at the University of Brighton or Sussex think, you know, I'm curious about Bernard Shaw. What would draw them along to the show?
Well, I think what he has to say about poverty and inequality would resonate with a lot of young people today because they recognise the system that they're having to operate in, where they have student loans, where just where they're much worse off than they were in my generation and certainly in a number of generations since then. So I think their politics will appeal to them, to the youngsters particularly. He was quite a revolutionary writer. You know, he said, do I want to change the world? He said, of course I want to change the world. But he said more than that. He said, I feel I want to put a bomb under it. You know, he wanted to absolutely obliterate the capitalist system. And there are a lot of people, a lot of anarchists will find a lot of resonance with what he has to say.
Now you're here with some flyers and a pot of tea, going cold, so do drink up. But you're here and you're going live tonight, and you know the classic cliche, an actor prepares. So apart from sitting here having a pot of tea, what goes on between now and the moment you step on the stage?
Well, I'll be doing some more running through of in my head, and possibly with my director, whom I'll be meeting in about half an hour. But we've done some intensive days in the run up to this. So today is a day more for putting the message about, which is why I'm happy to be doing this interview. Between now and then, we're going to go and look at some events where there are groups gathering in Brighton to do some flyering and talking to people. I've been fascinated at the reaction of people, because my flyer shows a picture of me in my boater, and I'm wearing the boater today, and people recognise it. I've had photographers, two or three photographers around me at one point, wanting just to take photos of me. So we're going to be doing that sort of publicity. Then I'll go back to my place, have a rest, change, and get ready to go on.
And in the 5 minutes before, you know, what's going on?
Well, I'm just keeping calm. Having a look to see how many are there, hoping that there are plenty of people. We've sold tickets for every show so far, but no show is a sellout yet. I'll be keeping calm, breathing, doing a bit of meditation. You know, I mean, meditating on my breathing, and looking forward to it.
Yeah. Paddy O'Keefe back from his travels back in Brighton, and very welcome. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Paul.